is here.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Woo! That's good. Woo! That's all right.
There is a really good question which has come in. I'm gonna show it to you.
Okay.
And then rather than just read it out, I'm sure you'll go, of course you can read that out.
I appreciate the process though.
I've highlighted it and it's in yellow. No, does that not ring a bell?
Well, it does, yeah. Yeah.
Except they spelt it wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I had to read it a few times to understand what that meant.
Mm. They've got a crucial word wrong in there.
Yeah. It's fine.
Well, I'm not going to say it now. I'm going to leave everybody hanging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, don't be cruel.
Not that interesting.
Rich says, ask David, how is his cast iron bath that I dropped off a year ago? My back still hurts.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's a cast iron
it
bath,
really is,
not
yeah.
a cask iron bath. A cask iron bath would be full of beer.
Oh, maybe that's what
nice.
It was.
Mm. No, it wasn't, sorry.
Okay, all right, fair
enough.
Yeah. I'll have a look at some. I didn't get time to look at some messages, so I'll do that as we're talking.
Ask me Alan Sugar's questions. I think that will work.
Okay.
Well, we don't have them in on the screen anymore now. We get too many text messages. Does David still listen to Chameleon Circuit? I don't know what that means.
Oh, I know what that means. Well, I never got sent a CD, so I've never really listened to them properly.
Who are
Chameleon Circuit? Are a very. They're a band. They do like Doctor Who pop songs.
Really?
Yeah. Which sounds odd, but then they're actually rather good. Mm. And their lead singer is this sort of handsome like, pop star boy.
Sure.
So they, and somebody showed me some of their stuff on YouTube, and it's, because it sounds like a bad idea, doesn't it?
Mm.
And actually, they're rather good and rather fabulous.
All right. And that's good. I've learned a lot now.
Yeah.
Right, here are some of the questions. David, do you know how gorgeous you are? And that's from Tracy and Crawley.
It's very difficult to know how gorgeous you think I am, Tracy and Crawley. So I don't know how gorgeous I think I am, whether that correlates with how gorgeous you think I am.
How gorgeous do you think you are?
About 4.2.
See, she's 3 out of 10.
Yeah, you big head.
Yeah, yeah.
Follow yourself.
I didn't see what it was out of.
Yeah, it was out of 20. Sam in London says, are you still in touch with the Doctor Who people? Is it like a club that once you've joined, you never really leave?
Mm. It sort of is by default because the world associates you with it forever, so you can't, you don't shrug it off.
I've moved on.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really feel the need to disassociate myself from it or move on, so I'm very happy to still be associated with it, and it's just, my association inevitably will be there forever, I suppose.
When I see you on screen, I don't see Doctor Who.
No.
Oh, sorry, the Doctor.
Right.
And you know, with some, like Allard had a problem with the new Kiefer Sutherland show last night because he was disappointed that it wasn't Jack Bauer.
Right.
Eight series of Jack Bauer. I'm expecting Jack Bauer.
Right, right.
But he's an actor. You have to look
beyond
that.
I know.
He could do a different haircut, though. That would help you, wouldn't it?
Well, or a different voice.
Yeah.
But he's a bit pathetic in this.
Yeah.
You know.
And I like the Jack Bauer.
Right. But when you do the Doctor Who role, I know you secretly hate it, and you know what I'm talking about it. I can tell. I get the vibe. It's fine. I get it. Does anybody say to you at any point, and I imagine it's not anybody high up, but it's someone kind of behind the scenes who's been there a long time, do they kind of whisper in your ear and go, just so you know, well, now it's been announced you're going to be the Doctor for the rest of your life. You'll have people with what looked like an anorak and greasy hair stood outside wherever you're going to be, with a picture of you don't remember being taken, and they will ask you questions about Doctor Who storylines that you don't understand, and then they disappear back into the background.
I think you just listen. I think there's a perhaps an unfortunate stereotype being indulged in there, but anoraks and greasy hair,
they're outside.
But certainly it's true that there are Doctor Who fans. There tend to be wherever one goes. Yeah,
but it's amazing.
Yeah,
it really is amazing. If we say, like there was. I don't mean to be offensive. I think there was two people outside for Lord Sugar.
Right.
And then, all the people arrive for you. And it's quite... The Doctor Who thing is quite scary.
Yeah,
it's like Trekkies. And I know people are going to go, you call us Trekkies, but you know what I mean.
They're enthusiasts,
it's enthusiasm, that's all it is. Yeah, and it's lovely to be part of that.
Yeah.
To be associated with that. Yeah, you can. You kind of know, you know that that's part of what you're taking on.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's going to feel like until you're in it. Mm. But of course, it's. Listen, it's nice to be liked for something.
But you're glad that you kind of decided to move on and
I think it was the right thing to do at the right time. Yeah, I mean, I could have stayed quite happily, but I think it was probably. I think if I'd stayed another year, then I would just have kept staying until.
Well, I was about to say, do you look back now and go, do you know what? I'm actually quite impressed myself that I just went, yeah, I'm done now. Thanks for, I'm going to move on. Because as you get older, I think, and it's not that. How many years ago is it?
It was 2009. I finished filming it. Yeah,
right.
So 3 years ago now. Yeah.
So it just feel longer actually. Mm. But I think when you often look back at decisions like that, you go, wow, I'm quite. I think I'd have struggled with that decision now more than I probably did.
It's funny. I still feel it was the right thing to do, and that was. I was worried that I might look back and go, oh, I wish I'd stayed longer, and I could have stayed longer, and I would still have enjoyed it. But I just think. I think it's one of those things that was such an extraordinary kind of heightened time that I had to kind of leave while it was still new and exciting and fun. Mm. Otherwise, it would have just been something that I just kept doing because it was the job that I did. Mm. And I didn't want it. I wanted it to feel like something special. Mm.
Do you ever see it? Do you ever catch episodes?
Of course, yeah. Yeah. I love it. I'm a proper fan.
And can you watch it, like, without going, oh. I recognise that camera angle. That's probably Toby's. because it's weird,
Yeah, I suppose you don't watch it in exactly the same way you would if you'd never been involved, of course. And particularly because a lot of the writers are the same as us. You're noticing things in scripts and things that are. But that's lovely to have that sort of insight into it, I think.
Do you ever look at the TARDIS and go, oh, that's new?
Well, they completely changed it. As soon as I left, they completely blew it up and changed it. So it's all new now.
How rude.
Yeah.
Well, I remember doing... We filmed on the set.
Torchwood.
Well, and the TARDIS.
Did we?
Are you serious?
Oh, Dave.
It's huge. We did a video.
Oh, yeah, no, it's the same place.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, of course, yes. In Cardiff, outside, in fact.
Don't ruin that's your illusion.
Right. Yeah.
It's Gallifrey.
Sorry, I beg your pardon. Yeah. Well, Gallifrey is like a suburb of Cardiff.
That's right. Yeah, we filmed on it, and I remember we were filming... We had to fake film a scene of me getting the TARDIS to take off. And I remember saying to somebody, what do I press? Like, is there an order or certain buttons to press? So if any, diehard fan watched it, they go, oh, my God, you got it spot on. They went, no.
That's not, well, I don't know who you spoke to.
Oh, really?
I had it all worked out, yeah.
Oh, see, no,
I'm sure it's different now. I'm sure Matt has a different process, but...
It's mainly that, really.
There's a bit of that, yeah. But there was basically... The trouble became, and part of the reason I think they redid the set, is because as we went on, bits kept falling off.
Right.
There were fewer and fewer levers that actually did anything by the end.
That might have been our fault.
Because there was lots of throwing and flinging and banging, and eventually it just atrophied. So there was only ever... Eventually there was one big lever that you could yank.
This is us
doing
the show.
There you are. That's the TARDIS as I knew it.
In the TARDIS. How can you go...
No, we've never been there.
But look at this picture. Look, it's us.
Yes, you're right. I mean, the reason for my, absent-mindedness is we had a very, very late night the night before.
Yeah, you did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Dave.
Oh, you're kidding, aren't you?
Did I?
All of us, yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, those days are behind you, Chris.
I was good. Well, they are.
Yeah.
They really are. I'm like a monk.
You're a new woman.
That was the day when, obviously, John Barrowman was there, and he was showing us around the set.
Yeah. He followed me very closely. Don't go back to it. Just leave it.
You know, ladder.
You know what the psychologist says. It's fine.
There was a ladder and
leave it.
He was just behind me.
Just leave it. It's fine. John took a shine to Dave.
Right, too.
And John, as soon as he knew Dave was a talent comfortable with it, that shiny Chris.
Yeah. That encouraged him.
Yeah. He comes up to me and goes, ooh! And I go, ooh! And he goes, no, in that case, yeah. Justin. Dave.
Not getting any purchase there.
Yeah. Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, John.
Good man.
There was a certain magnetism.
Yeah, there was. Right, we got to do the news. We could yak all day.
Do you want me to read the news? What is it?
No, you can't do it.
No, I can't do that.
We should do dinner.
We should.
Would you come round to mine?
I'd love to.
Would you bring Mrs. T?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, there's a bit of a pause there, but you don't have to.
It's just, I don't want to get into talking about all that on the air.
Listen,
that's for you and me privately, Chris.
Yeah, no, but you would bring your wife. It's your wife.
If you invited her.
Of course she's invited. Unless she's like a vegetarian.
I'll ask her. I mean, no, my house speak for her.
Doesn't do vegetarians.
She's not vegetarian.
She's not.
Good.
All right, that's not giving away too much private information.
Like, you know, I have very specific boundaries that you're prodding now.
Really?
You're prodding my boundaries.
But whatever, I haven't asked anything that's out of order.
No, you haven't. No, you've been very circumspect.
Like, you know, the intimate details of your lovemaking or little pet names for each other. Oh, God, you've got pet names for each other, haven't you?
I'm not getting into this conversation.
Is it true? Snuggles? Is that what you call her? Snuggles? And she calls you...
Squidgy feet.
Squidgy feet?
Yeah.
Have you squidged my feet? They're quite... My feet are quite...
What happened at Glastonbury stays at Glastonbury.
I never got to see you at Glastonbury.
Oh, don't say that. Well, he'll be so upset. Hey, David.
I tried,
David,
but we got
lost. He even wrote in his book.
This is a true story. Oh. I found out no more than half an hour ago, right, that what I thought was one of my greatest claims to show business never happened. Oh. I wrote in my book that Doctor Who, you... came to the first ever folk face performance.
Maybe another doctor was there. Maybe Sylvester McCoy was there.
I thought you were there right at the back of the crowd.
We couldn't find it. We got lost.
We walked for ages. Yeah, we really did.
Lost. Don't say that.
Literally, David kind of went, look, I've got to go. I'm only here for the weekend. For God's sake, I can't. We walked for miles. We ended up in Cornwall.
Can't believe that.
Anyway, I've got to go. But all the intentions were there for you to go.
Oh yeah. I was rolling with the punches. We were, you know, I wasn't even meant to be on the radio. I just found you.
Yeah.
It's fine, you know. It's all right. It's not a big deal.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure they'll change it.
I'm sorry, but you forgot you were on the TARDIS.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what you can do.
I don't think I believe a word in your book. To be honest, it's clearly an unreliable narrator.
You should read the chapter about when he was president of the United States of America. It's full of lies. You never put that policy through. Right. Let's do the news then. Dominic and Tina are standing by, and then we'll play a couple of songs. We'll be back with more of the fine actor that is Mr. David Tennant.